presentation for Kerry, K-A-R-I, Rojas, R-O-G-A-S, August 9, 1970. Address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow-up for Mrs. Rojas. Has intermittent episode of lactic acidosis in the last visit in October, presented to the emergency room around November. Normal kidney function, severe discomfort, left abdominal and flank pain, which is always the case. Not feeling well, terrible pain. In the emergency room, high glucose, ketone bodies, and lactic acid. In that opportunity, potassium in the low side, normal kidney function. Episodes last 24, 36 hours and disappears. She is trying to keep hydration, including Gatorade, Pedialyte. Another episode yesterday, did not go to the emergency room. Other review system is extensively negative. Remains on same medication, blood pressure metoprolol. Sofran as needed for nausea, vomiting, antidepressants, fiber replacement, vitamin B12. Blood pressure is normal, 120s over 70s. Review system is negative. Physical exam also is negative. Repeat chemistries after the episode in November. In December, preserved kidney function, glucose back to normal. Potassium now in the elevated side, 5.2, with a normal sodium. Bicarbonate in the upper side, normal lactic acid B12. We check for thiamine, which has been associated with intermittent lactic acidosis also being normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Intermittent episodes of elevated lactic acid, with the most recent level was more than 4.1, with severe pain on the left abdomen and flank, accompanied with high glucose, high ketone bodies, in that opportunity, low potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal kidney function with all numbers returning to baseline, with now minor increase of potassium and minor increase of bicarbonate. The etiology is not known. She has other immunological diseases that has included Graves' disease and radiation treatment. For what now she takes thyroid replacement. There has been also prior history of pernicious anemia. Has been followed through University of Michigan gastroenterology. There has been chronic atrophy of the gastric mucosa with intestinal metaplasia without evidence of malignancy, with high levels of gastrin, with negative workup for gastrinoma. And negative imaging for CAT scan, as well as PET CAT scan with somatostatin analog. Continued B12 replacement in a monthly basis. No evidence for diarrhea or stomach ulcers. Does have also interstitial cystitis without malignancy. Many consider this also an immunological disease. I'm trying to figure out who might be able to help us. Probably she needs to see gastroenterologist, metabolism. There is no local in Michigan and specialists just for mitochondrial or metabolic abnormalities. We will ask University of Michigan to help us enter dictation.